Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And I'm excited about having Suzanne Mulvihill back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. She's the author of a book called Employee to Entrepreneur, which is just an outstanding book, especially if you're in the process of getting started, and Suzanne has been doing this now for a long time, helping small business owners to get their stuff in order, to get things going so they can be successful in small businesses. She's been doing this, helping small businesses and wannabes and existing small businesses for a long time. She's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's nice to be back.
It's good to have you back, and I don't think I mentioned it, folks, but Suzanne also does a lot of speaking, a lot of workshops, and helps people in that way as well. Suzanne, and on behalf of all the folks that you serve and all the people who like knowing that there's somebody out there like you that's available to them, I want to thank you for your efforts.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, and congratulations on yours with 7 years of being the Small Business Advocate. So,
oh, yeah. I appreciate that. We can't talk about that much this week, though, because I talked about it so much last week, my audience maybe promised we wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
We wouldn't spend
well,
a lot.
I'm proud of you.
I know. I appreciate that. Well, they're sick of my anniversary. Suzanne, one of the things you want to talk about today is what happens before the money starts flowing. Talk to us about what you mean by that.
Before the money flows, it's actually a time that we would consider when you're in what they call, actually it's Randy Goldsmith, it's a gentleman I was out in England with, and he gave a presentation called the Valley of Death. And the Valley of Death exists for about up to 5 years when we're in business, mm-hmm. and that's the time before the money flows. And it's about what do we need to learn about ourselves before the money actually comes to us. And I counseled a number of people through the Small Business Development Center whom this was an issue for, including myself.
Yeah.
And
Suzanne, I can relate.
Me?
I can
yes.
relate.
It's a very difficult time.
And you're not talking about, make sure I don't say this incorrectly, you're not talking about before any money flows. You're talking about before the point where you don't wake up in the middle of the night worrying about the next day's cash flow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That you are, you know, we're still making ends meet. You know, there's still
yeah.
some money coming in. It's still like just, you know, it's manageable, but it's not like coming in the way we might have written in our business plan or in our projections that it's going to come in.
Where a lot of your working capital is today's receipts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the one thing to do, you know, before the money flows is to trust.
All right. Who do you trust?
Well, you trust yourself.
Yeah.
You know, making the decision to trust. And something that can be helpful in making the decision to trust is believing that wherever we are is exactly where we need to be. Because so often with entrepreneurs, we want to be somewhere else. You know, we want, you know, gosh, you know, I'm almost there. And I hear myself say that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know,
Do we also forget that this is a journey, not a destination we should seek?
And that
we should enjoy this journey?
There's no question about it, because it is a journey. It's an entrepreneurial journey. It actually is a life. I mean, we choose to become an mm-hmm. entrepreneur. It's a lifestyle, mm-hmm. I believe. I mean, it's become a lifestyle
you're exactly
for
right.
me.
You're right.
You know, so it's and the one thing we were talking about in the break briefly was, you know, is the one guarantee that we have in business, especially before the money flows, is that it's not going to come out exactly like the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and letting it unfold, you
the
know,
business,
letting this whole.
The business plan is a plan. It's not reality because we're not that smart. We're not that good at predicting. All we can do is plan, which gives us, it basically says, okay, I'm not going to go north. I'm going to go east.
Exactly.
And reality is the actual road that you wind up taking, isn't it?
That is so true. That is just that's a very good point. The business plan is the plan. It's not the reality. What we're doing is the reality. So the plan really needs to adjust to our reality.
Mm-hmm. And our friend Tim Berry, who's the president of Palo Alto Software, they make Business Plan Pro. You know, he's always every month he's on the show talking to us about making sure that you're testing plan versus actual. Plan versus actual.
Excellent. Excellent point.
And that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly it. You know, and what goes with that, along with that, is that we're responsible for the effort, not the outcome. You know, in learning how to trust this process of letting the money flow, that we're not responsible for the outcome. We are responsible for the effort that we put in and letting the outcome unfold. It's kind of like anything else, like in nature. If we look at a flower or we want to force it open, we want to open it before it's time, you can't do that. That's how our business is. It's just you've got to let it unfold and, you know, water it and nurture it and, you know, put time into it just like we do with nature.
You know, when you talk about trusting, the thing that I think, when I think about the times that I've had in my career as an entrepreneur, I think about trusting my own vision. When I think about, I trust, you know, I have to say to myself, you know what, I trust you to make the effort to do whatever it takes physically to make this happen. But also I trust you, the vision that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an important thing for me.
Excellent point.
To believe in this vision, because if, you know what, when it all turns to mush, If you can't believe in your vision, you got to go do something else.
Well, I think trust is the core of success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trust in that vision. The people when I did business counseling, the ones that were able to articulate their vision, that could see that vision,
mm-hmm.
2 years down the line, those were the ones that were living it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or were closer to living it. So
right.
Being able to envision it and then trust it. You're right. You're exactly, and this is a core component of our success as an entrepreneur.
Go ahead.
What happens, you know, as an employee, you know, making that transition, I got used to the paycheck. People get used to the paycheck. Mm-hmm. We don't have to really trust because we know it's going to be there every single week.
Right.
You know, so
absolutely.
It's a whole different ball game when we don't know when the next paycheck's going to come in. And trust is a component of that.
Give us your website, Suzanne.
Profit-strategies.com.
Profit-strategies.com. And that is also the name of your business.
That's my name of my business.
And the book is called Employee to Entrepreneur. Tell us where it's available.
Amazon.com. They can pick up a copy at any bookstore. Employee to Entrepreneur.
And if they don't have it, they'll order it for you. The last name is spelled M-U-L-V-E. H-I-L-L, Suzanne with a Z and an E on the end. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Suzanne to talk to us about how to experience daily success in our quest for entrepreneurial success before the money flows. 20 after. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. And Suzanne, I want to talk about experiencing success every day as we talk about what happens, how we deal with the time before the money flows. But before we do that, I want you to tell us about the Entrepreneurial Hour.
Oh, I have a radio show called The Entrepreneur Hour.
Yep.
It airs every Monday from noon to 1 Eastern Standard Time. And it can be heard via a conference call anywhere in the country, and it's now starting this week. Will be archived, so these shows will be available on the website.
Good for you.
Yeah. So it's we bring
on guests. How do we make contact? How do we listen?
TheEntrepreneurHour.com, and then there's a conference call number there.
So it's an internet. It's an internet show.
Correct.
And they can call, go to that website, Do they listen over the internet, or do they make the phone call?
Make the phone call. It's actually not web streamed yet, so they make a phone. I'm just using a different form of technology.
I got you. I hear you. So the actual communication is over the telephone.
Correct.
And they can all, but you're using this connection system to allow multiple people to do that. And what are they? Can they email you from the website?
Yes,
while you're
absolutely.
On the air, that kind of thing.
Yep, they can email, and we actually have the ability to do lecture mode, so people can ask questions.
Okay.
If they take it out of the lecture, and they can ask questions right on the air.
All right.
So this next week is about getting your book self-published with Dan Pointer.
Oh, good. Dan's a great guy.
So
Dan was very helpful to me when we started our publishing company. He's a tremendous resource for self-publishing. Congratulations
on getting
him.
He really helped me, too.
Well, tell him I said hello when you
okay,
see him.
Okay, I will, Jim. Thanks.
Okay, let's talk about experiencing daily success. One of the things that I try to get people to understand is while you're so busy focusing on that next success story, that next level you want to get to, that next whatever it may be, don't be so caught up in that you fail to recognize and you fail to enjoy and you fail to appreciate and value the things that you're successful about today.
It's so true.
Find little things to be happy about today that you've succeeded in, because otherwise you're going to get to that rung that you wanted and it's going to feel empty.
Well, this is exactly one of the lessons in my book called Experience Success Daily. So you've got it exactly right.
Well, I've learned well from you, Suzanne. But tell us a little bit more about your thoughts on that.
Well, experiencing success daily, because I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we look for the big customer, we look for the big check, we look outside ourselves for that success, to measure the success. And the successes are within. You know, if it's making that call to a customer that maybe we felt intimidated to call, or discovering a new way to resolve last week, for example, I resolved a situation with a potential client by coming up with a different way to structure the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all they're all successes. They all count.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every time any of your listeners have a success and they recognize they feel good about something during the day, that is a success.
Well, you know, planning for that next thing is important, but longing for it so much that we can't appreciate what's happening today is not happiness to me, Suzanne. Happiness is being content with what happened today and hopeful about what's going to happen tomorrow. Not denying today and longing for tomorrow.
That's I completely agree. That's exactly it, and it can be a big shift. Especially for people that are in the first few years of entrepreneurship, if they've come from a corporate position or anything, they've worked for somebody else to take that success internally and kind of redefine success. You know, it's not success for me when I worked in corporate America was about, believe it or not, it was about like the money.
Right.
You know, and that, tell you what, Jim, that did not transfer well into entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, another thing you talk about in Chapter 7 of your book is watching for coincidences. Tell us about that.
Watching for coincidences. Those are the little things that happen that let us know we're going in the right direction. It can be, and just those little signs. I mean, that movie called Bruce Almighty, I
mm-hmm.
think it was.
Yep.
You know, the little coincidences that let you know, and being aware. You know, and as long as we're staying in the day, like you and I were just talking about, like looking for the daily successes, we're not going to miss them. You know, in that movie, Bruce Almighty, he missed all the signs because he had his own goal in mind.
Right.
So as long as we're trusting that we're in the flow, we're going through this journey, looking for and watching for those little signs. I mean, I had one client who had this guy would call her from a, he didn't even have a telephone. He would call her from a payphone and give her leads that were valid, huge leads. You know, those were the coincidences. And I saw this, that like, oh my, there's just little things that let you know you're going in the right direction.
Well, and another thing that helped me, Suzanne, was whenever we were trying to get what we're doing out of the ground, and this was more before the money flowed, by the way, I checked my position. I call it checking my position with people around me, like my brain trust members, to see if you know, if they were coming back, if these really really busy people were coming back on my show again and again. That told me I was up. We were onto something, even though the money wasn't flowing.
Yeah, good point. Yep.
So small business owners can do that. Look around them. Check their position around them. Are your employees still there? Are your customers still coming in, right?
Excellent point.
Yeah. Suzanne, give us your website one more time.
Sure. They can go to theentrepreneurhour.com or profit-strategies.com.
Is there a the in front of Entrepreneur Hour?
Yes, the Entrepreneur Hour.
Theentrepreneurhour.com or profit-strategies.com, right?
That's it.
And when are you live on the radio, on the internet?
Mondays, noon to 1 Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you, Suzanne. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving.
Quick break. Right back with Ray Keating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.